All right, so needed an investigator general for education, right? There's widespread non-compliance with regulations. So on February 7th, I joined other concerned citizens who provided cogent testimony before the Senate Education, Health, and Environmental Affairs Committee in favor of Maryland Senate Bill 302, which calls for an investigator general for education. Here are seven of my takeaways. One, from Christina Delmont Small, a member of the Board of Education of Howard County. She was a congressional investigator for a committee of the U.S. House of Representatives. She spoke eloquently on the usefulness of inspector generals. Two, Barbara Krupierz, board member of the Howard County Special Education Citizen Advisory Committee. She mentioned an ombudsman's report on Howard County's significant violations of the Public Information Act, FOIA. Unfortunately, the ombudsman has no enforcement capability. Three, Gene Ryan noted that Howard County's school budget listed almost $3 million in special education services, which were not provided provided as a result of the county spending $777,000 on legal fees to avoid providing the special education services. And this was considered cost-effective by the Howard County schools. Four, Julie Gaskins of Baltimore City. She mentioned that the U.S. Department of Education Office of Civil Rights found many violations of civil rights, including retaliations against staff. The Maryland State Department of Education does not deal with retaliation. Five, Catherine Carter of Howard County. Her son's double vision was not considered a visual impairment, so the school refused to provide his doctor's recommended vision accommodations. She went on to note that nationally, most school districts are violating federal law. Six, Nicole Landers, a registered nurse, said that, I experienced violations of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. I work as an assistant director of nursing for an agency that provides nursing care at home and school to medically fragile children. I visit many schools across multiple counties within the state. What's needed is an investigator general for education. The only opposition at the meeting came from the Maryland Association of Boards of Education. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Dr. Dances.